Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Southwestern Soundbites. My name is Courtney, and I'm here with Drew Phoenix. And she's actually here to talk a little bit about art therapy. So, hi, Drew.
Hi. Thank you, Courtney.
So, I guess just to start off, what has led to your interest in art therapy?
Well, actually, it's a long-term interest. I'm older, and I discovered art and healing through a book written by Bernie Siegel called The Art of Healing. And he was a medical doctor, and he explored art making with his patients, particularly cancer patients. And I remember way back when reading the book and having such a profound reaction to what I was reading. It was amazing that through drawing and through painting that his patients were really focused on healing and awakening, healing in their bodies, and sometimes with amazing results. And so I explored art and healing for a while and later discovered art therapy. And I have a master's in counseling, and I don't have an art background, so I basically disqualify myself from becoming an art therapist because I didn't have the art background. But then I started working at Southwestern College and met a lot of the art therapy students, and many of them were like me. They did not have the art background, and they did have an interest in art and healing, and they went and did the 6 studio art prerequisites and jumped into the program. And that realization, I think, made a huge difference for me. I started to think differently about the field and my potential in entering the field. I knew through my own exploration, through my research, how powerful art and healing were. And I thought it would be a really amazing modality to add to my repertoire of counseling skills. So I started the studio art classes, and I took a couple of art therapy classes at Southwestern College, and realized it was really for me, that this program, the art therapy program, was going to be just what I wanted and needed in terms of growing as a professional therapist.
Awesome. That is such a story too. So, I mean, because what's amazing to me about that is, you know, you started out in one place and you just felt like you needed more tools. So it sounds like art therapy is really given you a lot more to work with when you're working with clients. I'm just curious, in terms of, you know, having a degree already and then going for a second degree, what was that actually like for you, you know, in the class setting?
Well, it was interesting because I thought, well, is this going to be challenging enough? I've been in the field for so long. Am I going to grow? Am I going to learn? And it was really a great experience for me because the approach at Southwestern is experiential and holistic, and that's how I learn. And I think that, and so at Southwestern College, there's a lot of art making in the classroom, and that really helped to build my confidence. And the classes that that carried a lot of familiar material were great for me because I was revisiting my clinical training and really updating my clinical training because the field has changed and grown quite a bit. Even with continuing education credits, it was beneficial for me to enter a program and to be in touch with current trends and what was happening in the field right now. So with art therapy, in the classroom, we just learned a lot of different techniques. We learned about the philosophy and theories behind art therapy. I had thought that I knew more than I did. And so as I continued in my studies, I realized how much I really did not know about art therapy. And so I've encountered people out there in the field who use art with their clients and they don't have this training. And now I know better. I know that you really do need the training, and you can actually go much deeper and have much more of a clinical perspective with art and healing when you do get the art therapy training. So that's one reason why I do recommend this program, because I think that it really does help to have the clinical training, the clinical experience, because this program also includes a practicum and internship, directly applying art therapy techniques, and it as a modality with your clients.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Drew. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure everyone who's listening actually learned a lot more about our Art Therapy for Clinical Professionals program.
Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah, you're welcome.